Did you know it's a good idea to be careful of the secondhand offense?
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardner, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
You know, the secondhand offense is the one where unfairness or sin is not committed against you, but against someone you love. Immediately, you're holding a grudge against the perpetrator, and boy, if you could get your hands on them, would they get a piece of your mind? I think it's sometimes even harder to forgive these kinds of offenses than the ones that come directly to you. I once met a conniving, manipulative coworker of my older daughter, and I had a difficult time being civil. I managed to say hello, but I'm sure I did not add, "Nice to meet you." It may be hard, but resist holding anything against anyone. The Bible tells us that if we don't forgive others, God won't forgive us. That does not leave us any wiggle room, does it? Speak a blessing immediately upon the next person who offends someone close to you. Refuse to replay the offense in your mind. If it keeps rearing its ugly head, repeat the blessing and say out loud, "I forgive," as often as necessary. Don't go by your feelings. Choose to forgive, regardless of how you feel. Reject the secondhand offense. Forgive. You will then be secure when you ask your Heavenly Father to forgive you. This is Barbara Lardner of Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, hannahscupboard.com.